Okay, we've got a little bit of time here before the top of the hour, and I want to do something that we kind of got away from a couple months ago. If you would like to talk about anything that Elaine shared or something struck you or whatever, if you hit *6 on your phone, that will demute you, and you'll play part of a live discussion group. So again, all you got to do is hit *6, and no topic, no question, no comment is off limits. This is an open line format, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. I mean, there's so much information. I have got a full, more than a half a page of notes in front of me that I was able to scribble down. So I'm curious. What struck you? How are you going to apply what you learned from Elaine? What are you going to utilize from what she said? Do you think she's off her rocker when she talks about the fact that we can change our stars, we can change the outcome of our physical body by integrating wellness into it, as far as somebody in her perspective as a cancer survivor? The line's open.
Vance, this is Ed in Round Rock.
Good morning, Ed. Good to have you.
Good to be here. I'm a firm believer in what she said because I've actually experienced that and seen that myself, not only for me, but also for another person very close and dear to me in my life that had a situation a few years back where I believe now, looking back on it, my input actually changed her mindset, and this possible physical condition never actually materialized in full. In fact, it's gone completely. But another thing that really struck me after we just returned from Humans Being More a couple of weeks ago.
You were part of that group in Houston?
I was. A record-setting group. It was incredible. I mean, it defies description.
Okay. Ed, I've got a couple questions that
came out of that with.
One of them is, and I want to go back to the topic of what Elaine shared, as far as the application goes, but being part of Humans Being More, and that group, the largest ever outside of a convention, Humans Being More training, because I've been part of groups of 150, 200 plus, but that were part of the convention, okay? So this
is the
largest one outside of the convention, just for the statistical folks like myself. First time through Humans Being More?
No, this was actually our second.
Okay, so you've been before. So, I know we're not supposed to compare camps, but I'm curious, why was this so life-altering for you?
Largely because the first time around, I realized that I had some definite walls up. So it was all personal. It had nothing to do with the other participants nor the facilitator.
Okay. All right, and then let me switch gears and go right back to what we just heard from Elaine. How do you, one who agrees with what she had to share, how do you take what she shared and apply it to your NECAN journey? Or is there one thing that jumps out at you that you're saying, man, I never thought about it that way. I need to work that into as I share NECAN with people to further validate what we have to offer.
Well, interestingly enough, one of the last things she said really struck home, and just I'm going to embrace and own, and that is eliminate the bad things and increase the number of people you help. That is going to directly correlate to your success and ranking in NECAN.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. Perfect. Thank you, Ed.
You got it. You have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. All right. Well, Ed got us going in the right direction. Anybody else want to comment or you got a question or want to share? And see, I know there's people on the... Go ahead.
Vance?
Yes.
Hi, it's Mary out here in Hinckley.
Good. You've got to be a proud mama sitting back right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she did an excellent job, didn't she? What I wanted to say about what Elaine had to say, which didn't come out in the conversation, when she talked about the wellness center that she's a piece of right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell folks that she was at a fair last April, you know, doing like what we all do, talking to a number of people. And a gentleman had come up to her, and, you know, she held her conversation with him with whatever she was saying. And at the end of their conversation, he said to Elaine, and what's your dream with Niken? And which, you know, kind of probably put her back a little. Nobody ever asked that question. And she looked at him and very quickly said, I want my own wellness center. And his immediate response to her was, you will get it through me. And it was through that gentleman. They scheduled a one-on-one, and then from that one-on-one, he invited her to that group of six.
Mm.
And he's not very active right now, but, I mean, this center is going great guns. I mean, Becca and I support her with audiovisual and take our guests over there. You know, once a week she's mm-hmm. doing a thing, and they just started these, what they call lunch and learn
mm-hmm.
Sessions for a half hour. And local businesses around the center are coming and, you know, bringing their brown bags and learning.
Okay, so Mary, let me pose a question to you. I'm in an area kind of all out on my own. My sponsor is several hundred miles away. We don't have the medical personnel here in my little city, you know, small population. How do I integrate or utilize and tap into something like that if I don't have it here, the bricks and mortar of that right here in my little town, and I want to utilize something that's going on in the medical community as far as wellness?
You mean in terms of something similar to what Elaine's doing?
Yeah, well, hypothetically. You know, can I build my business aside from doing what you guys are doing there in Cleveland?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, all you need to do is keep talking to people and find like-minded people with the same values.
Mm-hmm.
And from that relationship, then you build your group of like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, as you know, Dave's my upline and under you, and Dave always says, you know, you just keep talking to people. It's a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find the people that are think the way you do. I mean, Elaine lives the life that she says, and of course, you know, we're 10 minutes apart from each other, and we're participating together all week. But I also am a cancer survivor, and so, you know, what she talks about is very true. And the one thing I would say to people, because you folks had a nice discussion about alkalinity a little bit there, is something that Roger Drummer told me in Christmas of 2008, and I've been doing it ever since, and that is, for those of us that have the optimizer, you optimize that water three times before you use it. Because when you drink it, it's like anything else. We're all individuals. So the way it raises our alkaline level is going to be a little bit different. So you start out higher because that's not how high it may end up being metabolized within you. But I have been doing that ever since, and I feel great.
See there's, so. That's one of those little, you know, you could call it a pithy saying of Niken, little tricks that you learn about the product that you're never going to find that in the owner's manual, because we develop these habits over the course of the years. You know, something as simple as trimming down the mag steps or the mag strides, and don't throw away those trimmings. You know, put them in your potted plants, put them in your Christmas tree, you know, stand, mm-hmm. You know, when you bring it in December or end of November, and watch how much longer it'll last, how fewer needles you'll experience. You know, all these little different things that we learn over the years, or how to use a product. Now, it'd be great if Niken came out with a manual and all this stuff, but they're not going to. So we just have to kind of tuck it away. So as Mary just shared, you know, optimize the water three times. It's not going to hurt. And here's another, you know, little pithy thing I've learned over the years, that on that optimizer, when you push down the button to turn it on, you push down the middle button, and then push down and hold the middle button. And when that counter, it'll give you a count display. It'll tell you a number. When that reaches 150 or 300 or 450, every 150 times you run that thing, that's a good basis or a good plumb line when you need to replace that basket inside.
Well, that's excellent. 150, huh?
150. So every 150. So if you miss it and you make it up to 200, well, that's okay. Well, then change it at 350, right? But just every 150 cycles. So basically, if you're running it three times, you're talking every 50 glass or every 50 pitchers full you're going to need to replace that basket. And it's cheap. I mean, it's dirt cheap to replace that basket,
yeah.
and it comes with the magnetic impeller. Just, you know, little things you learn. And I learned that actually when they first introduced it. Somebody had mentioned that. And I don't know if it was Dave Balzer, and I've tried to find out from Nikan who was that shared that, but, you know, a little thing like that. So thank you, Mary, for making the comments. I appreciate it. It's always wonderful to have the sponsor endorse what's been said and put their stamp of approval on it, and I know you would do that for any of your people. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again in May. When I'm back there. So just a little plug, Cleveland, Ohio, and in May, that'll be the Rhythm event. So stay tuned for dates, locations, all that good stuff. So, great. Anybody else want to share? We still got some time left, or got a question, a comment? And that type of dead air tells me that I think we've covered everything.
Hence?
Yes.
Justine from Midwest.
Good morning, Justine Gates.
Thank you, and thank God for having you for all these wonderful calls you give us.
Oh, my pleasure. What's on your mind this morning?
The calls today, I couldn't have been better. I have challenges myself, and just how Eileen said, how you word it is how you're going to be. And although I've been to all these different trainings and everything through all these years, and you know, she hit a light bulb again.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in that statement, I am not the disease that I may have. That, I'm going to have to kind of, you know, after I hang up the phone and say goodbye to you, kind of go to a quiet place and kind of review that in my mind, because holy smokes, you wouldn't think this would blindside me like this, but as a burn victim, going back 31 years ago, my life was derailed. My life, and I was thinking about this the other day, that what would be different in my life today had not I encountered being involved in a gasoline explosion, spending 3.5 weeks in a burn unit, wearing, you know, pressure bandages for a year of my life. What would my life be like today had that not happened? You know, I don't know. However, I am not a burn victim per se. I experienced an accident, yes. I spent time in a burn unit, yes. But am I a victim of my situation? Absolutely not.